you were driving down 45 and you looked up, you noticed some cups in a fence and it said, Michelle, will you marry me, Garrett? And then you went a little bit further and you saw more cups because the tension was mounting. And it said, yes! So we put out the APB to find and track down Garrett and Michelle. Your friends actually ratted you out.
And the way Garrett spells his name, we weren't sure if it was Astros pitcher Garrett Cole, who's brand new to town.
Yes.
But it turns out it's a whole other Garrett.
Whole other Garrett. Garrett and Michelle are on the phone with us right now. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good.
So is this how you actually proposed, Garrett, or was this something afterwards? Kind of explain to us what happened.
Well, it was part one of the proposal. I guess the part two was that I actually sat down or went down on my knee and actually said, you know, Michelle, will you marry me? And I gave her a ring, but this was sort of the first part. And it was the first thing that she saw, or the first indication that I did want to marry her.
Well, in my neighborhood, when you put it on an overpass, it's legit. We usually do it with spray paint.
Binding.
Yes. Yeah.
Michelle, did you ever indicate to Garrett that this would be a way that you would like to be proposed to?
No, I remember one time I was driving by and I saw Merry Christmas, and I was on the phone with him when I saw it. I said, oh, that's nice. They put Merry Christmas with cups over the freeway.
How long did this take you, Garrett?
It took about an hour.
Wow.
That's a lot less time than I thought. And did you know each time, like, you knew exactly how to do it? You didn't drive past it once you were done and were like, oh, shoot.
The first part, the Michelle, I put up, I think, last Wednesday night. And so for one night, it was just Michelle. And then I drove by it, and it looked a little bit small. So then on Thursday night, I put the rest up, and that was bigger. And then on Friday, we went back together and we corrected, I guess, the Michelle so that it was the same size as everything else.
So let me ask you this. How many cups in all did you end up using?
It was about 300 to 400.
Wow. Did you sing Anna Kendrick Cups while you were doing that? I'm just kidding. When you were in the car, Michelle, and you first saw this, did you look over and say yes? Were you shocked? Like, what was your initial reaction?
I actually screamed in the truck, and I was like, oh, my God.
Did you immediately pull over and go up with the cups and put yes?
No, I didn't. I actually called Garrett.
You weren't in the car with him? You just saw it?
Yeah, I wasn't in the car with him.
Wow.
You know that Garrett was just sitting by his phone going, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Is this a route that you take to get home every day? Like, you're guaranteed to go by this bridge, or did Garrett have to ask you to go that way?
No, I have two routes that I take. It just depends on where I end up in the night. So I tutor, so either I end up in Tanglewood or in West U.
Wow. 50-50 odds.
Oh, my gosh. You know there were probably, like, days where he was like, seriously, take the other way. Come on, Waze. Come on, Waze. Well, congratulations to the both of you. You guys have gone viral. It is literally everywhere, and we really, really, really appreciate you guys calling in this morning to let everybody know the story. It's very sweet. When are you guys going to get married? And are you going to get married on the overpass?
Yeah, I think it's a hard no.